You're tuned in to The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, we're dealing with such an incredible news day, as we usually are. And I think about the use of that word, and unbelievable as well. You have incredible, meaning not credible, and you have unbelievable, meaning like literally not believable. And that's because the situation right now is so insane that it like breaks your suspension of disbelief. It's like thinking that you're inside the movie Dune or something. But this is the reality of all the events that are transpiring, the things we're talking about right now. It's cloud cuckoo town, as my dad often says on the show. But I want to hear what y'all have to say about what me and Anthony are discussing and about what I discussed earlier. If there's any one of those topics that comes to your mind, tell the people screening the calls. I want to take your calls right now. I'm going to go ahead and read out the number, the phone number. I'm going to read out 1-877-789-2539. That's the toll-free number to join, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. We'll throw the key up there. We'll leave the key up there just for a little bit. Let's go back to Anthony Graffio. Anthony, what's on your mind now coming back into the third hour?
Well, yeah, you just made a great point. It's like we're living in the upside down. You know,
yes.
It's like everything, you know, that's been cultivated to this point, especially if somebody like your father that's been talking about this for how long, right? Like,
right.
He must be so vindicated in so many ways, right? To see all of these quote unquote conspiracies becoming true before our eyes, especially somebody that is like a Christian seeing this and realizing that they're trying to like fake this prophecy and that the people that are in control of our government are absolutely insane.
Yes.
This like believing in this, like we need to bring in the third temple and all these things like are absolutely cuckoo, like you said. And you know, Pete Hegseth, like, being just such a war criminal, and
yes.
Donald Trump being such a war criminal.
Yes.
It's depressing to watch. It's like, and the people that cheer it on and the people that are like, oh, F around and find out, like, those people are disgusting to me.
They didn't know about FAFO.
As traitors.
Yeah. No, seriously.
I see them as traitors.
It's not cool to cheer for the destruction of the world. Okay. It's really not. But let's see. So this has been going on for, is it close to 40 days or whatever now? They'll say the ceasefire or whatnot. We hope that goes through. Pray it goes through. Currently, it's not going through because of what's going on in Lebanon right now. Like, the conflict still rages on. People are still being bombed and killed in mass every single day. Everyone was telling me at the beginning, Anthony, maybe you remember this online from the discourse, because I know you're always monitoring the situation as well. When you initially came out against the war, when I initially came out against the war, people would just at me and would throw images in Twitter of the 1973 War Powers Act, screenshots of it, file, whatever, and be like, you don't know how military work and he have the right to do this, blah, blah, blah. So it's all up to this like arbitrary line, and they can like rape, pillage, murder, destroy, do whatever, all up until this point, right? And then, this arbitrary line, then it becomes illegal. No. It was illegal the whole time. It was illegal in Vietnam. It was illegal in Yugoslavia. It was illegal in Iraq. It was illegal in Iraq again. It was illegal in Afghanistan. It's all illegal all the time. Illegal in Ukraine. You name it. If we're involved in it, it's against international law, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, for sure. We've broken the Geneva Convention in so many ways. It's like
the Geneva Suggestion. Yes.
Yeah, the suggestion. Exactly. And it's just, you know, the really sad thing is the people that are actually like going along with this. Like, you guys are really like hurting yourself.
Hurting the country as well.
Well, definitely hurting the country, but hurting yourself salvation wise, like agreeing with death like this and children dying and glassing an entire nation and every crazy thing that Donald Trump has said to this point is just, you know, it's really heartbreaking to watch my nation go through this because of Israel. You know, we need to completely separate ties. And there, you know, as much as I want to have the white pill and say that there's going to be a ceasefire, there's never going to be a ceasefire if Israel has any kind of munitions or any kind of money that's coming from the United States.
Wow.
We need to cut off completely.
Wow.
We need to separate. We need to be isolationist in this, because if not, it's just going to continue.
Like, it's not our fight. All we got to do is stop funding the murder. Let's see what calls we got on the board. Interested to see what you guys have to say. I can't wait to hear from y'all. Rex Jones, Anthony Graffio on the American Journal. But here's the thing. We're going to take a variety of calls. The theme universally from people, Anthony, is they demand solutions. And that's why, like, the solution you just talked about, what I'm talking about right here, it's very easy. All we have to do is pull the funding. That's all we have to do, is it not?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that will literally solve so many problems for us right there alone.
Right. I mean, that's just a no-brainer. It's easy, low-hanging fruit thing to do. And you think about it, like, that's what I thought he would do, at least in Ukraine on day one. But he seems to be, talking about Trump here, he seems to be just totally unable to extricate himself from any sort of conflict. I want to go into this article here and get your thoughts on this little domestic policy, but it's downstream of what's been going on. Republican fears grow as Democrats notch special election wins. This is from AP News publication. The bluntest assessment of Republican failures during this week's elections in Wisconsin came from one of their own. "We got our butts kicked," said U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany, who was running for governor. He was referring to Democratic victories and campaigns for the Wisconsin Supreme Court and at the mayor's office in Waukesha, or however you say it, a conservative suburb outside Milwaukee. But some Republicans were also rattled by a special election in Georgia where their candidate to replace MTG in Congress won by a much slimmer margin than the party enjoyed in the past. Taken together, the swings from red to blue add more data points to an increasingly clear picture of Democrat momentum heading into November midterms. In rural, urban, red-blue, Democrats have overperformed everywhere, said Jared Leopold, the Democratic consultant, who has a number of clients. They're calling this a red alarm for Republicans. I think this is pretty plain and clear and obvious to see. The Republicans are cooked. And this is why we have, and just to mention the fool, the quartering, this is why we have him waddling around, making another appearance, saying like, "Oh, they're saying the party is dead. They're the ones, they're the losers." No, bro, you're going to be the one with no home in 2 years because you don't have a single original political thought in your brain, your mind. You just have this slavish loyalty to this party that's really sold out and betrayed the country, has it not?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the things that we talked about on the show one night was Tim Pool saying that he's wearing the boot. No, nobody's wearing the boot.
Oh yeah. So Tim Pool is like, oh, like in reference to the very tragic killing of Renee Good, the lady in the car, the ice thing. Tim Pool goes, "Oh, you think I have a boot on my neck? You think I'm kissing a boot? It's my boot. I'm stomping on the ground." And it's just like, it's, come on, bro. It's like 2-year-old behavior.
Yeah, you're not a part of the elite. They don't care about us at all.
Right.
This is, and the midterms and all that, you know, I think the two-party system needs to end completely. I think
sure.
that we need actual America first, actual people that are going to lead us away from any of these foreign conflicts and any of these foreign piggy banks. That's what they really are. Like Ukraine
sure.
and Israel are piggy banks, and they are dry, like sucking us dry. And there's so many problems that are in our own country. I mean, you can go to Kensington in Philadelphia and it's a zombie land. There's people dying in the middle of the streets, an open air drug market. Like, we need to fix these things. Go to Baltimore. The houses are falling down. Like
right.
our infrastructure needs to be completely fixed before we give billions to trillions of dollars to other countries.
Yeah, we can't we can't rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but we can go, you know, spend $50 billion blowing up another country. Can't take care of the homeless veterans, can't take care of the kids, can't take care of the poison in the food and the atmosphere, the chemtrail, none of it. And here's the thing. They were elected to actually do something about it because that's what they said that they were going to do. That had never happened before. Okay, because it always just before had been like, oh, we're going to lie to you even about the problems you have and say you don't know the problems. They admitted the problems that we had. They talked about Epstein. They talked about the wars. They talked about inflation, talked about putting America first. They lied about it all. But in that, we do have to take solace that we do really have the blueprint for like, okay, you can get a very large portion of people around that idea, at least nominally. And even if a lot of them were converted kind of into like the kind of the same thing as like the liberals do, where it's just kind of the cult of personality and the worship, it is going to be, I think, long term. He's kind of a faulty prototype, like a broken blueprint that got corrupted. But there will be, you know, somebody that embodies that real identity going forward because there's a hunger for it. In the American population, actually take America first and not do these things, right?
Yeah, for sure. But it's going to be very hard for the American people to trust anybody at this point.
Sure.
You know, like it's just going to be because they're going to think that they're connected to some foreign interest. You know, somebody is bankrolling them. You know, like even like people like James Fishback and all these other people are questioning him. He might be like an actual amazing person, but
Wow.
You're never going to get that trust, man. You're never going to get that trust because the trust has been completely broken. The only people that's still trusting the government right now are the people that are part of this. I call it a MAGA spell. You know, they're under an illusion.
Well, we had Owen Benjamin on the show last night, or my dad had him on the show, excuse me. And I don't agree with Owen Benjamin on everything, but he's talking about the wizardry. Yeah. And I totally agree with the wizardry. Maybe go into that a little bit.
Well, Marina Abramović, who like we're all against, right? Like the spirit cooking witch, has literally said Donald Trump is a wizard and it's the best thing that ever happened that he won. So that should tell you what side he is on. You know, he's a part of this dark Kabbalist movement where they believe in this stuff, man. They're Satanists. Like it's a hard pill to swallow. Donald Trump is not a Christian.
Right. And you're like, oh, well, they don't study the Talmud. Oh, well, why do they act like they do then? Why do they do what the book says?
Yeah. And I don't know if you've ever seen this, but the new ballroom that's coming, it's like literally the same blueprint as the Third Temple. So it's like they're throwing it in our face at this point. You know, it's insane.
Nice.
Yeah, it's literally insane.
We got a real problem here. Do we have fresh brisket on the board? Kind of like Bucky's, you know, where they had the brisket. Do we have collars on the board?
Are you asking me?
All right. We appreciate everybody that's on the line. Me and Anthony are going to talk to you. Really excited to take y'all's calls. Let's see who we got here. All right, let's take number five. What's your bone to pick? All right, what's MMN? MMN Levin from Philadelphia. What's on your mind?
Excuse me, it's MMN Levin, and that's short for Micro Mike. If you haven't heard of me,
it's the great Mark Levin. Go ahead.
That you can say that. I choose to use a code name as M&M. But we can go Micro Mike. That's fine. It's a true story. I do have a micro penis.
Uh-oh.
But I'm not sure how that came out, but I'm going to call you T-Rex and see how you like that, Mr. Big Shot. But dang. I have a bone to pick with you. T-Rex, take that one in the yapper. But I have a bone to pick with you and your daddy. I have a daddy, and his daddy, and my daddy's name is Trump. And he listens to me all day long, everything I say and everything I do.
Oh, we know. He does. Why does he listen to you, Mark? Why are you so evil?
I am not evil. I am the greatest man to ever walk the earth other than Netanyahu. Okay? Ooh. You need to get that straight, mister. And Donald Trump is under a spell, and he will do everything we tell him to do. He was been under the spell since 2016. He came down that elevator, or an escalator, or whatever you call those things that you invented. And we have him under control. It's all been a big act. And that's, I'm telling you the truth, and you're just going to have to deal with it. That's point one.
Wow.
You want to hear my other point?
Yes. No, one more point. Okay, we're going to other callers. You got to call into my I'm doing the American Journal starting next week on X on my morning platform. You got to call in. This is amazing. Go ahead, Mark. What else do you have?
Point two, even though I despise you and your father, methylene blue and T3 iodine work phenomenally. I take it every morning in my protein shake and put a little bit of your creatine in there as well. And as much as I hate to say it, it's the best. Thank you for your products, but I hate you and your father with a passion, and we will win.
Oh, wow. Well, so, Mark, even though you hate us, you can't stand us, you hate that we want to end the wars, you can't deny we have phenomenal products on thealexjonesstore.com. Wow. I guess, like, the vampire has to tell the truth.
Sometimes you must tell the truth, even though it's hard for me to do it. But your product is phenomenal. But I can't stand you and your dad. You are the death of us.
Wow.
And I will not let it happen, and I will not let it stand anymore.
Well, you got to write more speeches for Sean Hannity, okay? You got to stay on the ball. You got to keep him locked in on target. Thank you so much, Mark Incredible. Levin from Philadelphia. What did you say, CJ? Someone was in my ear. All right, my bad. I apologize. I heard a little sound there. We're going to go to the next call. Let's go to Tim in California. All the things we could have spent money on instead of war. Great topic. What do you got?
Well, you're the one that teed it up there, Rex, and congratulations, as always. You guys are always just outstanding. And this has been a great, great week, but I'm just thinking, hey, we learned back in the Carrington event when it was just telegraph wires and stuff that God Almighty with the sun itself can create an EMP that will just burn up the telegraph lines, burn down the telegraph office.
Right.
And if we had an event like that today, it would destroy the world as we know it. We would all just, according to NASA, like 94 or 96% of us would die, like in just a handful of years. It's that bad. And yet, we do know mankind can also do this through, you know, low-tech, you know, nuclear weapons exploded at higher altitudes and so forth. But you get the idea. We could have hardened our electric grid for about $5 billion. Maybe today it's upwards of 7 or 8 or 9 billion, let's say. I don't know for sure, but the last time I checked, it was like $5 billion. You could harden our electric grid in this country to protect us in that event so that 94% of us don't have to die. And you know what? We didn't find the money, but the Somali pirates apparently could, just in one of our 50 states. Well, they got $9 billion. They stole maybe upwards of $19 billion. I don't know. And they're not the only ones. I'm not picking on just Minnesota, although the governor did go to China like 20 or 30 times. Wow. That's not too cool, I don't think. That's from his own admission. Kind of a bit suspect there, if you ask me. But anyways, I know I'm just ranting, guys, but just holy cow.
No. You're 100% right. And I mean, you laid out the key thing there. I mean, we literally there's zero planning for tomorrow. America as a nation, it lives paycheck to paycheck, just passing more debt, rolling more debt on over, just spending more money on the military. At any point over the past 30 years, we could have just taken a 1 year break from all this murder and spent $1 trillion on defending infrastructure at home, eliminating parasites, protecting the country, reinforcing the roads, the infrastructure, the power grid, everything you describe. I mean, $11,500 for weeks on end being spent every single second on this conflict. Your thoughts, Anthony? We'll go to the next caller. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that we should be funding our infrastructure, and I think we should be finding new fuel sources. I think like electricity and petrol it's kind of running its course here. I don't really know what that could be. Maybe hydrogen. There's water all over the place. Maybe we build hydrogen plants and, you know, are able to bring a new energy source, because I don't think like he said, it's very easy to just shut us down. Like one right. EMP, just imagine like right now, everything goes out. We're
it's
not prepared
over.
For that.
Yeah,
we're not prepared for that.
You're 100% right. It's also just keep gas in y'all's car, man. I know it's expensive. Like everybody's got to travel and work, but like seriously, now's the time to preserve your mobility, also storable food and stuff like that, super important as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Dean in Utah. Ideas on the pilot rescue. Dean, you're on the air.
Yeah. Anyway, I got kids, grandkids about your age and daughter about Alex's age. But I can prove this. This is a farce on this rescue.
Okay.
Okay, so we went up 7,000 feet. Huh? So, you know how much snowpack is in Iran's mountains right now?
A ton, I assume.
Yeah.
A ton.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, how did he get up there in that snow?
Also, brutally wounded, apparently, as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the C-1 stuck in the sand. How did they land them? They would have tipped over. You can't land a plane like that. You got to have a landing field.
Right.
This whole thing is a farce, just like the Charlie Kirk thing. I tell you what happened to Charlie Kirk. It was a CIA Mossad 556 exploding round that they can actually go around corners.
We appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Jen in I'm not sure what district that is. Let's go to Jen. How are you doing? Caller number 3.
I wasn't there and I just moved. Howdy. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No, saying I'm done in 10 because I was done in Georgia before and I moved to Tennessee just in December. So now I'm done in 10. But I was going to say that I believe that Trump is being MK Ultra'd. And I think that he is going through a deep state, like, brainwashing operation, to be honest, and it's working pretty well. I don't remember who that guy was that was on your dad's show, like, toward the beginning of the administration, where he was talking about how Trump was taking, like, after RFK Jr. started putting the warning labels necessary on the COVID vaccines, Trump kind of defied him and started taking them to show everybody, well, we should start taking these. Is it possible that they were injecting him with some kind of brainwashing serum or something? And now he's just kind of like,
we've heard this from a lot of people. And me and Anthony, we do a show. And here's the thing, like, Anthony, we get into all of it. We talk about the weather weapons. We talk about kind of the preordained stuff, the master plans behind things that might be happening. A lot of people point out that time. And for me, I look at Butler, Pennsylvania as like my watershed moment now. I think that's truly where everything changed. But the theory from a lot of people about him switching up, so to speak, after the vaccine, that's a very prevalent theory. Your thoughts? Well, thank you for the call. We'll go to the next caller after that. Actually, you know what? We only got 90 seconds left. Your thoughts in closing, Anthony?
Well, I think honestly that it's more of a spell than it is an MK Ultra. A lot of things changed after he went to go visit Rabbi Mendel Menachem's grave. I think that what they believe in is that a spirit never dies in Judaism in Kabbalah, and that they can actually take the spirit and put it into somebody else. And I think that Donald Trump is the red heifer that they put the spirit of this. Wow. They believe the Moshiach, they believe, is the Messiah, Mendel Menachem Schneerson. If you guys don't know who that is, he is the leader of Chabad Lubavitch. He died a long time ago, I think in the 80s or the 90s. And I believe that they tried to invoke the spirit of Donald Trump. And that's why you see like his, you know, maybe not, but you see like his hands are like turning purple. His neck is turning purple. It almost looks like it's a demonic possession in my
opinion. Well, it's dark side interference. And you can't say Trump's not involved with the dark side anymore after the mass civilian slaughter and the inability of us to prevent further civilian slaughter by our supposed greatest ally. We're about to come back to you guys. We have more phenomenal callers waiting on the board. Fresh brisket on the board, just like Bucky's. Rex Jones, Anthony Graffio, here for the American Journal, here for the InfoWars Network, while we're still on the air, battling through the live airwaves. See you soon.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein for cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylene.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. And you get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.